Dish.
Do you know why it does that? If you turn it sideways, it stops.
Dear Chicago.
Recording by Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ricky. And this is Roger.
I love jazz hands, Roger. Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
I could give you a run. Like a Mariah Carey Whitney run.
Okay.
Like a Roger. Wow.
Overmodulation, right. For real. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago. Thank you for listening.
The Soul Sisters of Chicago.
579. Hey, sister, soul
sister.
Gotta get that dough, sister.
All right. Speaking of dough sisters, you do know that they're performing Ladies Night. DeBrat, Little Kim, and Missy Elliott. They're performing it, I think, at the European MTV Music Awards.
Why ain't Christina going to be there?
No, because she didn't perform in that song. It was just those three. Ladies Night with...
Ladies Night. Okay.
Yeah, with...
Because this is a Ladies Night.
Oh, yeah. With... What's her face?
Patti LaBelle.
No. It's the New York... Angie Martinez.
Oh.
Yes, that's who it is.
Why are they doing that? Because it's like the 10-year reunion or something?
Something like that.
It's just now a big hit over there.
No.
That's what it is.
No, I think they're honoring Little Kim.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and by the way, can we just say how fabulous What's-Her-Face looks?
What's-Her-Face lover.
Missy Elliott, she looks like a fucking twig.
Oh, I haven't seen her.
Dude, she lost like fucking 1,000 pounds. She's literally a twig.
1,000 pounds. Let me see her.
I mean, she looks...
I know she had issues. Like,
well, she has...
Sickle cell or something,
no,
right?
No.
Or...
That's T-Boss from TLC.
Oh.
Don't get it twisted, boo.
And Toni Braxton, right?
No, she has a heart kid.
Heart they disease. All have issues.
I mean, I need you to get it together. No, she has... So I have Hashimoto's disease, which is a hypothyroid disease.
Bless you.
And she has a thyroid disease that makes her eyes protrude and stuff like that. I can't remember what the name of the thyroid disease is. Fuck. Anyways, her thyroid disease is actually really horrible.
Oh, the Soul Train Awards.
Yeah. Is it the Soul Train Awards?
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Are you sure?
Lil Kim, Missy Elliott, and DeBrat rehearsed for the Soul Train Music Awards.
Okay, then that's what it is. I thought it was for the European Music Awards. I was wrong. Clearly.
So, I don't see which one she is. I don't see Missy Elliott.
She's there.
Is she the one with the big hair?
Let me see. I'll show you which one she is.
Or is she the middle one?
She's the middle one.
Oh.
No, DeBrat's the one with the...
Oh, the big hair?
Yeah. I told you.
Dang, she a scony.
Uh-huh, girl. She like a little twig.
Can I get the Hashimoto's diet, please?
That's what I have. And no, you don't want it.
Oh.
She's got Graves' disease. That's what she has.
Oh.
Which is...
Sounds deadly.
Stupid. Play on words. Not funny.
It's so punny.
Dumb. F- Fran. Oh my god, I need to show you the t-shirt I got. The elephant shirt.
I saw it.
Oh, you saw
I saw the link, but I didn't buy one.
I got it.
Because I didn't want to be like you. I didn't want to be like you.
Anyway.
What else? What were we talking about before? You said before how fabulous somebody... We were talking about somebody or something.
I can't remember.
Oh, God. It's a train wreck. Nothing but a fucking train wreck.
Train wreck, train wreck.
So, what about this girl that had cancer in Oregon?
Oh, we're just going to dive right into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to stop. So, she... I know, right? My stomach hurts. I had too much candy. And I'm drinking Mountain Dew. What?
So it is a wonder why you're not on the BDs.
Right. I'm probably on the verge, probably. So this lady who had terminal cancer.
Terminal.
That was like, I think it was like a brain cancer. So it was like already spread through her body. And she knew what the symptoms were going to be. And eventually it was going to be very painful. She wouldn't be able to move. All this good stuff. Well, she moved to Oregon. Not
that's not good
stuff, but all that stuff.
Yes.
Excuse me. But she moved to Oregon because in Oregon, I think there's four or five other states, they have a like compassion to die or right to die laws where
yes.
you can take a medication and you end your life. And she had already set this date for November 1st. That would be the day that she would pass away. Well, November 1st, or like the day before November 1st, she came out and said, oh, this may not be the day because I still feel joy in my life. I'm still able to move. But then come to find out, she actually did do it and she did pass away.
Well, you know,
how do we feel about that?
Well, so just to add a little bit more to that info. So apparently... from what I understand, she was also told that the disease that she had or the cancer that she had was going to be extremely painful for her. And it was going to be, the progression, was going to be very fast and it would be very painful for her. And she felt that that wasn't going to be an appropriate way for her to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why she decided that this is what she wanted to do. Because she, one, didn't want to live that way. And two, she didn't want her family to suffer as well. And obviously herself. What I think that's a very honorable thing to do. I think every state should have that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, every state's going to, I mean, you fucking throw in religion and then it's all out the window. Because then everyone's going to have like a, oh, God, God said, no, you can't do this and all that bullshit. I mean, you throw in any fucking type of religion in and it's like, it's all over. I mean, everyone's going to have a say so.
Like, seriously, who would want to go through that pain? And like,
I think
most no one wants to feel that way when they pass away or close to death. A person wants to be... I would say like calm. They don't want to be in pain. They don't want to be stressed. Like, I'm sure most people in the world probably, or I don't know if I should say the world, but I would say most people probably hope that they pass away while they're sleeping because that's probably the most calm way that you could die, right?
No, I want to go splat on the floor.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take you on downtown. We'll get that working for you.
Right. Speaking of downtown, did you hear about
that? And we'll make sure it's only four stories.
Did you hear about that guy? Right. Did you hear about that guy that got hit on the head with...
the measuring tape?
Yes. And it...
It like, killed him.
Yeah, totally. And I think the measuring tape only weighed like a pound.
I don't even think it weighed that much, but it fell so far.
It fell so far and it literally... caused him to die.
Yeah.
Because the weight of it from when it was falling was so heavy on his head.
That happens a lot here too, like with the ice that fall off the buildings.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that we should, I think that that is something that should be given an option, just as it's given an option to not resuscitate after you are
dead.
Essentially dead. I don't think that you, if you are able to have that right, then I think that you should be given that option. Because I don't, that's not, you know, I always, you know, I've always told my mom that, and then my sister, that if I'm ever in a position where I'm in a vegetative state, I always tell them, give me a month. Because
to make sure that I'm not going to wake up.
Right. I'm like, because, you know, there are times where I think, you know, I do believe that there are, I believe in miracles. I do believe that there are miracles, and I do believe that sometimes things happen, and there is a possibility that, you know, you could wake up in a certain time frame or whatever. So I always told him, I said, you know, like if the doctor thinks or has a possibility that within a month I could wake up, sure. But after a month, pull the fucking plug. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's not a way of living for me. Right. You're holding on to it for yourselves, not for me, because that's not a way to live for me. and of course, like, hearing that is not something that you want to hear, because for them, it's like they're holding on to a physical part, you know, and they don't want to hear that. But it's like, I told them, I was like, I don't want to, that's not a normal life. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, move my ass to Oregon, get my ass over there, get my ass somewhere to New York, because I think New York has that as well. There's like, I think four.
I don't see why it's such an issue if somebody is terminally ill,
right,
and they're to the point of where it's starting to, I don't think she had gotten to the point where it was starting to like ruin her life, but she said she noticed that things were different. She wasn't feeling good. She wasn't able to move as quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, she knew it was happening.
Right.
That's different than someone saying, oh, well, you have this and you might live for 6 years.
Well,
that's a little different, I think.
I think there's a difference. I think the reason why I think it's such, I think it's, I think the one thing that I think is so interesting is the suicide part. And I think that people need to understand the difference between selfishly taking your life away for selfish reasons and taking your life away
because
you aren't going to live a life of quality. And I think that when you are terminally ill and you know that you are not going to live a quality of life that you've lived until that point, then I think you should have that right to be able to say, you know what, I think before it gets bad, I want to be able to go out with a bang. Versus, I see this out till the very painful end, and I think that's the thing. I think that's what a lot of people probably don't see. That I think they see it as, oh my god, suicide. It's like, no, it's not. There's a huge difference between doing it selfishly and unselfishly.
Well, you know, because I have kind of experience in the whole like suicide thing with my dad,
right?
And everything. Although at the time that it happened, I thought it was very selfish and I thought it was a very cruel thing to do. But then after years of like thinking about it and then going through, you know, because I had to go through like some counseling and stuff after all that stuff happened, like years after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but then, I mean, because, you know, of course your parent or whoever, your loved one is gone. But the thing is that no one really understands what's happening inside their head.
Right.
And to them, it could have been just a normal thing for them to even think about.
Right.
They had, you know, they had issues. It's a medical condition. I mean, it's not terminal usually.
Right.
But it's a medical condition. And that's what people are afraid of, that people that have mental illness, depression, you know, multiple personalities, whatever the case may be, those are the people they're afraid of giving them that right. But
that's
they have to go to the doctor to get that prescription to be able to do that. So a doctor's not going to do that for depression. You know what I'm saying?
They're actually, you know what, though, but you bring up a really good point, because I never thought about it that way, because I thought, I think that if a person who suffers from a mental illness and who continues to suffer from that and, you know, potentially seeks out health and, you know, help and doesn't help them. Mm-hmm. And I feel, and you know, this is what this is the ends to their mean, you know, or a means to their end. Sorry. I feel like maybe this is their answer. Like, who are we to say, no, don't do that. Don't provide that to them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if in the position but a kid of like the family members.
But a kid being bullied and committing suicide because no one's out there to help them, I think that's completely different from, say, someone who has a mental illness or someone who has cancer mm-hmm. and is going to suffer. I think that's what people are trying to... for me, I think that's where people don't know the difference between... They can't tease the two apart.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the instance of your dad, for example, like maybe his illness got to the point where it was so bad for him that, like I said, this was a means to, you know, this was the end to his means.
If he would have had the option of mm-hmm. let's taking this medication and then ending his life, I think most people would mm-hmm. probably choose that option. They don't want to like...
Right.
Hang themselves. They don't want to shoot themselves.
Right.
They don't want to fall from a building. Right. You know, because that could potentially be a very painful death. Or you're going to be living because it didn't kill you.
Right. Kind of thing. So, right. Of course.
I mean, I don't think really, I don't think mentally ill people or people that suffer from depression should probably go straight to this decision. That should be like a years, years, years kind of thing. Try to get through your issues. You know, it's just weird. But I think you should have the right if you want to do it. Why should someone say you can't do it because a Bible says you can't do it? Or they say it's immoral? Or, you know, how do you know what your life would be like if you did this?
Right. Well,
obviously to that person, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
So.
But anyway. I think it's a very interesting topic. I mean,
what do you listeners think? How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. I mean, I know my uncle, prior to him passing, you know, he suffered from. I'm not exactly sure what he suffered from because he died of an overdose, but we know that he suffered from some sort of depression, and. He was seeking some sort of self-soothing because he did drugs and whatever. And he was self-medicating and whatnot. And we don't know what kind of demons he was dealing with, but, you know, we discovered a lot about who he was. And it's very interesting to think that, had he gotten the help, maybe he wouldn't have gotten this way, but we don't know, because he did get help and he still continued. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, who, you know, would he have been that type of person that even though he got help, would he have continued or would he have not?
So it's well, the my same dad thing. Had the whole thing his whole life. So it's not like it just showed up. I mean, right. He had it his whole life.
Right.
So that
goes to the point of, like, is it one of those things where for someone who has a mental illness, in the instance of a suicide being, not suicide, but having that option to, because of having this kind of mental illness and having that option of taking your life, is it something that with much discussion and much, you know, back and forth, should it be an option for them? You know what I mean? Because it's like, I mean, that's a tough decision. I mean,
and what makes you, because they're depressed or they have a mental illness, what makes you think, like, the other side of this is right. What makes you think they have the ability to make that decision right. For themselves?
Exactly. I mean, I don't, so. I mean, as far as, I mean, just as a person that doesn't have a mental illness per se, like I don't even
I wouldn't go that far. You get crazy eyes sometimes.
Relatively speaking, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could make that decision. Even just rationally speaking, like I know if I was sick, like that woman, that would be a decision that I would easily make, mm-hmm. and I would be okay with that. But that would be because I know what was, you know, coming. I wouldn't come, you know what I mean? But I don't know that if I had a mental illness and I know that it could only get worse. Like, let's say if I had something like, you know, Britney Spears or Amanda Bynes, where I knew that I was either going to always be on medication, be foggy, never be really myself, but I was always going to be on medication and always be in therapy, or always be crazy. I don't know. Like, that's kind of strange, right? Like, mm-hmm. when you think about it, it's like, do I take the alternative or do I take the foggy?
Some people, that's like suffering. If they have to live that way, it's suffering.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
I know when I was on those all those medications when I first moved to Florida, like, seriously.
You were a zombie sometimes, right?
I would not even care if I drove my car into a lake. I'd be like, whatever. I mean, I didn't like when I wake up. It kind of felt like it was making my situation worse. So I eventually just started taking myself off the medications.
Right.
And I didn't even, and of course, was going through like counseling. But so the psychiatrist gives the medication, the psychologist, the person. So I would see my psychologist a lot more. And right. not rely on the psychiatrist because I didn't want to take anything else anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because they concurrently.
I was like guide on 10 medications.
Off. Yeah.
I mean, I was over medicated. But should we go to something happy now?
Yes.
Kind of happy. It kind of makes me sad that I can't enjoy it. But we're going to talk about Oprah's favorite list
yes.
of 2014.
And then I do want to discuss the Pod is My Co-Pilot thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that can go well with the next thing I have to talk about.
Okay.
So Oprah has a list of her favorite things that cost like a gabillion dollars that no one else can really afford.
Right.
But puts the list out.
Well, right. Well, it's probably all the suburban moms can afford it.
Well, it actually. It's
wait,
not
did
so
you
much
take her, a look at the list?
Some of the things.
Out fucking rage. Like, who can afford the fucking gold headphones?
Beats? I know.
I mean.
Oh, let me wear that on the L.
Right.
Good luck.
Let's get real.
If you're
these
on the L and writing the fucking.
Paying her to put this on her list.
If you're writing the L and have them gold fucking headphones, fuck you.
Right.
First of all, you should get them stolen. Okay.
For being so rich.
First of all.
You should get them stolen for wearing them. You should be writing in your fucking gold. Like Lexus or whatever, right? It's like you should get them stolen on purpose.
That was the number one thing was the gold Beats. Mm-hmm. They were with diamonds on them, right? They were gold and diamonds.
Like I think, like in the middle, like mm-hmm. where the Beats symbol was or whatever.
I mean, come on, Oprah.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Can't we get some skull candy?
Right. Hey, by the way, I have a pair of. I think they're like Draybeat ones for your like earphones, and I have Skull Candy earphones, and the Skull Candy earphones are much better.
They're probably made by the same company.
Probably. Wouldn't that be the fucking joke on everybody?
Well, that's kind of about how all generic. Well, Skull Candy is really not generic; it's a name brand.
No,
but like
the fuck. Oh, what happened? It went down.
It's probably as tall as it's gonna get. Oh, there it goes. It's like when you buy generic soup at, what are you trying to do?
I wanted it a little taller, but I wanted it to
even out. Okay. It's like, when you buy generic soup at Jewel, more than likely it was canned by Campbell's or by a name brand company.
It probably was, but it's a lot more saltier. Cause I have
cheaper. I don't care what the fuck the label says. I'll eat it, except for Vienna sausages and canned ham and spam and potted meat, which is fucking disgusting. Have you ever had potted meat before?
Oh god, yes.
Why did my parents try to feed that to us when we were kids with mayo on it?
It's
as a sandwich. What the fuck?
It's called poor.
Every time I think about that, instantly start like almost wanting to like
gag
and like, oh my god, if I was ever that poor again, I would just go to Oregon and kill myself. Because seriously, I do not want to eat that stuff. I don't eat anything you have to clean the jelly off of before you eat it.
Let me just remind you. Let me paint a picture for you. Cinder blocks and siding. That enough said. Go to Great America. You'll see them. You'll see a lot of that
stuff too.
Oh, I've had that. Deviled ham is actually really good. Although
if it's made fresh, not in the can. I don't like cheap hot dogs either, which I should not even be eating hot dogs in general. But if it ain't like Oscar Mayer, I'm not eating shit.
Right. I do. Oscar Mayer's smoked hot dogs are the fucking bomb. They're so good.
So there's Oprah's list. I guess we're done with that because we really cannot relate.
No. I think the cheapest thing that she had on there was she usually has candles. I think her fucking Starbucks tea was like the cheapest thing she had on there.
Okay, I want to talk about this Starbucks thing now.
Okay.
The stainless steel Starbucks keychain. That's $200, $250, and it comes preloaded with 50 on it.
Fuck you.
It should be the other way around. Right. It should cost $50 and it should come with $200 worth on it.
Like, yeah, fucking right.
I hope I do run into somebody that has that because I hope they like scald their throat with coffee.
No, because then they're going to sue the company and then they're going to get more money and load it up on there.
Starbucks. They could be sued like 800 times, whatever. So, all right, we talked about Tony's surgery. Joe in Dallas.
Okay.
I want to publicly thank you for sending me almost all the porn on the internet. He's like the genius playlist from iTunes.
For porn?
For porn. So he knows what I like, and then he sends it to me. I'm like, oh my god, you're like the best. So he's been sending me all kinds of stuff, and I'm just like, thank you.
I just want to
say, my penis salutes you.
I just want to say, fuck you for not sending me any. Because you stopped sending me some.
But tell him why you can't open it.
Okay, first of all, you send it to me while... Okay, not that you send it to me at work, but you send it to me while I'm at work. And I have And while I'm logged on my Facebook while I'm at work. So I can't... First of all, I can't see it while I'm at work, clearly. But I see it pop up while I'm logged on at work.
The link is www.tumblr.com/... Uncut cock comes all over
face. Uncut cock face something.
Dot clown.
Right. It's like these obscene things, and then of course
you
know
what the link is for.
I know, and then it's like, of course I'm like curious. So then I prop open my phone.
Curious.
Try curious. And then I'm like, oh my god. And then of course I have to go to the washroom to sign on of look at it and then
look at it.
And then I'm like, oh my god, you're such a pig, that's hot.
Send me more.
Right. So I need you to continue to do that because you stopped doing it. I don't know why. I never told you to stop.
Well,
douchebag.
It's because, well, you never answered.
I did answer
to let him know. I'll tell you how it goes on Thursday.
I'll tell you how it goes at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Oh, no. He's up at 4 in the morning.
Have a job?
Go, boy. Then I'm thinking, what are you doing while you're looking up this?
Right.
Dirty boy.
Well, we all know what he's doing, clearly. Right. It's not like he's reading
he needs to send a Tumblr of himself.
Right, right. It's not like he's reading the fucking Bible doing this.
He could be.
Right.
Maybe slapping the Bible. Giving it mushroom stamps.
Seal of approval!
So,
Segue to...
So, Joe, first of all, thank you for calling.
thank you for calling.
We have one last thing to talk about. We're at 30 minutes.
Yes, we have one last thing to talk about. So I wanted to tackle a little bit of a topic on Pod is My Co-Pilot, from Pod is My Co-Pilot. So you guys were discussing the uncut...
And how, like, crazy it is.
And how crazy. You guys seriously need to...
Experience,
discover, read, look, touch, feel, suck, lick, smell, everything. Because you guys are very uneducated about it. Right. First of all, whoever sent you that email or that letter or whatever they sent you is a little bit incorrect. Because what he was talking about, the frenulum or the pharyngeum, I can't remember what the word is. So the piece between the head and the shaft that connects.
The little piece of skin.
The little piece of skin. Actually, that's a very common thing that actually rips when you're uncut. It's very, very common.
And it just grows back.
And it does fuse back together. However, over time, if it continues to tear, it could actually grow. What's that called?
Scar tissue.
Thank you. And it could actually make
sensitivity.
No. It could make the skin tighter.
Oh.
And it could actually make it so that you can't pull the skin back.
Well, that little piece is real sensitive.
It's very sensitive.
Because I've seen guys on show or on videos that Joe has sent me.
Quote unquote.
Where they just touch that little part and they're like wiggling it back and forth and they come from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some guys can do that.
Yes, it is very sensitive because it's such a very thin piece of tissue or skin, if you will.
How could you not see an uncut penis and bow down to it? I mean, I don't.
How could you live in Florida and not see right. that?
Hello? I mean, that's like the first thing I did when I first saw one.
I mean, that's like.
Oh, my God.
That's like walking. That's like walking into an umbrella store and not seeing an umbrella.
Right.
Hi, I want to buy an umbrella. It's like, what?
The name of the store is Umbrellas Unlimited.
Right. Dumb, dumb. I mean, so first of all, two things.
I can understand Taffy because she's married.
Right.
You know, I don't know previous to her marriage.
Right.
Well, I think she said she was with one, right?
No. She said she's never.
She's never seen one in real life.
Right. And I don't think she's ever seen one, period.
Pull Babalu's pants down. I'm sure he has one, right? Oh, no.
No, he's not. It's cut. No. So, I think... Well, here's the thing. Y'all need to do, like, X2, Pride Red 48, 2.
You can show them.
Not going to happen. Unless, you know, Rodan. Wants to get a little education in his mouth.
Edumacation.
Right. If he wants to have
you
a little
You want a taste of this edumacation?
Exactly. Well, so first of all, you can't go at it like a fucking jackhammer. Okay?
You cannot.
No. Because that piece of skin will just like...
I mean, you can't like push down on it like that.
No.
But you can go... I did find it funny that they compared it to the toy that we had when we were little, the little squishy thing where you went like this and it just kept going up.
yes.
Which now is like a jack-off sleeve, I think is what they call it. Yes. But back then it was a toy.
Right. Funny how these adult toys are now like kids' toys.
But it's kind of like that and they're real soft. That's what I like about it. It's just like...
Oh, and you know, head, and not all and not soft. All uncut penises pre-cum. Because there are some that don't, but generally most do. So they don't need lube. So they were right. Not all of us need lube. Most of us don't. There are some that do, but most of us don't. And I think that they said that they don't use lube either. However, I would say always any guy should use lube, period. I mean, I think it's that I remember
no,
when
I dry.
Went
I like scabs on mine.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You're so susceptible to diseases. I remember going to the doctor. So it did happen to me. I did get a tear once, and it was the most painful thing ever.
So you went to the doctor and you
pulled
it back
and
looked at it?
No. Oh. I was actually in a glory hole.
Ew. Did you like rip it on the wood or something?
No. Some guy was like jacking me off.
Teethy?
No, he was jacking me off. And his nail was... Like, he was,
his
and his nail, ow. Like, cut me.
And so, then you came.
Well, all over his face.
How do you know you're in a...
I was bleeding.
No, but how do you know you came all over his face? You're in a glory hole. You can't see.
Well, he stuck his face close to the... And his tongue. And then, anyways. But... getting descriptive. And then, of course, he saw, like, blood and ice. I panicked. So then I was like, oh, shit. And, of course, like, I, like, ran to the washroom. And I, like, wiped. And then, so when I got home, I put Neosporin on it. And it burned, like, crazy. And that was it. And healed.
Peroxide on it.
Right. Right. Because I would have been like,
oh, no. You should have held it up like a little cup and then poured alcohol in it.
Right. Rub it down.
Yeah.
Because I got to shake it off. And it healed up. I mean, but it did. It
shake it off.
But I.
Shake it off.
No. We do not like her.
I love her.
Gross.
I love her new album.
Do you know that she's a 30-year-old woman?
That's what they say about Lorde too.
Right. She just turned 17. 35. Right. And she's got like 18 names. It's the weirdest thing ever. And anyways, I think another thing too, it's like also another thing is that you do have to clean, obviously.
Ooh, yeah.
Cause that could be very
one time I gagged. I was like, ew, ricotta.
The it could be very fishy.
Fermenta cheese.
It could be very fishy down there. But generally, if you're, I mean, and that's something that's taught as a kid. Like you have sometimes. To teach. You have to teach your children if you do not do that to clean. I don't know what else. What else would they want?
So we have an assignment for all three of you. That is to go find your closest uncut penis.
Right.
Jerk it off the right way.
Right.
Check it to make sure it's clean.
Oh, wait. Another thing, too. I've also known that guys who are cut, the reason why they could take a little bit longer to come is because they've lost sensitivity. All sensitivity to the penis. Whereas uncut guys, they still have their, like, not nerve endings per se, but, like, their sensitivity is still there because they're cut.
So they come, like, uncut. 5 times in, like, 3 minutes.
So, right. So uncut guys can be, like, over and over and over. And you can, like, whereas cut guys can be, like, twice.
Done.
They're, like.
Actually, not even twice. It's, like, once. Wait, eight minutes.
Right.
And then. Okay, let's try this again.
Right.
And then maybe. The second time takes forever.
Right.
It's just like, really, dude, my jaw hurts.
Whereas an uncut guy, it's like, like 20 times in a row.
Like, could I please, like just spit it out?
Right. It's like, you're still going.
Right.
That's another thing, too. Like, I feel
river.
Like. Right. I feel like uncut guys can come a lot. Whereas cut guys, it's, I mean, they, some can, but God, I feel like uncut guys, my Jesus, it's like a fucking
it's like
river.
Never stops.
Yes. It's like, okay, really?
And then they go all the way and then they pinch it out and then it falls on the face.
Ricky is speaking.
Thanks, Joe.
And that is the end of this education assignment.
Oh, we didn't finish our assignment. Go out and search your closest uncut penis.
Yeah, so go to the
jack
nearest bar.
Clean. Make sure it's clean.
Yes.
Jack it off. Taste it.
Well, hold on. If it isn't clean, because you may be into that, because there are guys that are into that. That's so gross, first of all.
Yeah, and if you're into that, don't fucking talk to us.
No.
And your breath probably stinks.
Do you know I had a
made my fat girl laugh. Come on.
I have to pee. Do you know I had a guy ask me that? He was like, are you uncut? And I'm like, yeah. And he
Is
was
it
like
dirty?
He said he's like, does it smell? I'm like, no. And he's like, can you not wash it for a couple of days? I'm like, no. No. okay, when do you want me to come over? I was like,
that hurt my stomach. A lot
no.
So
that's gross. So gross.
You are so nasty.
I was like, we is not serving fish tonight. Okay.
Or Brie.
No. Or Famunda. Okay. Or Munsta. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. Anyways, so this
my
is Roger.
Is quivering.
Oh, the shit. You know what? Actually, I should send them that book. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Taylor, if you're, when you're, yeah, get, give, send me your address on Facebook or something. I'll send you guys a book.
And you'll learn all about it.
Yes.
Or I'll buy pictures.
Buy pictures. You will exponentially thank me for this book. And then
actually,
you can send
probably
it
won't even share it with anyone else. Right. It's going to be in his bathroom.
Right.
Oh, this is just some toilet reading.
Babalu will be like, oh, this is familiar.
Right. Hi, Cuba.
From Mexico to Cuba with love.
All right. So we're on here?
Yes.
This is Ricky.
This is Roger.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.